Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Herbie, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
It's pretty amazing. Like in Glendale, it's just a wall of Spanish speakers. I know it's Moncada Robert Abreu. And then I want to say it's Grandal. No, Mazara Grandal. That clubhouse now is like Spanish guys on the wall, Tim Anderson by himself, and a bunch of white guys playing cards.
So it's the opposite of how Mark Trestman would have had it, where he would have had them like alternating.
You got to meet your buddies, offense and defense. They need to be together. Texter asked me, and Text Zone is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time, shop online at rosenhyundai.com. So, Lawrence, you're pro-segregation? In football locker rooms by position, segregation today, segregation tomorrow, segregation forever.
Make me a bicycle clown.
It's Lawrence Holmes and Joe Ostrowski broadcasting live from noon to 2 at Rivers Casino in Des Plaines. Listen to the broadcast and enjoy the action at Rivers Casino. It's time to place your bets. Sports betting is now live at Rivers Casino. Let's play.
It is live, and people are now starting to walk in and starting to place their bets here. We are in the book. We are in the sports betting book here at Rivers Casino. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Joe Ostrowski was nice enough to come and hang out with me today. Why? Because he's the only person in Chicago qualified to talk about everything that's going on. This guy has been down to the State House. He has been covering all of the legislature processing that has gone on to make sports betting legal in the state of Illinois, and Rivers gets the first crack at it, and they have opened things up. Joe, thank you for being here today. Although, where else would you have been
really
than here today?
I was on the schedule tonight after Bears All Access from 7 to 10. Hey, Joe, would you like to go to the opening of Rivers Casino to be there as legal sports bets begin in the state of Illinois? You've been covering this over the last couple of years. Would you like to be there for that and hang out with Lawrence for 2 hours and talk about everything going on, or come in later tonight for Bears All Access and do a solo show?
I think this is a better choice for you. So, look, I have a lot of questions because, you know, I am an occasional sports bettor. I am someone who goes to Las Vegas to do my sports betting, and maybe I'll do a little bit more of it now that it's gone live here at Rivers and then at the other casinos later on. But the first thing I want to ask you, I don't want to ask you about all of the nooks and crannies of this yet. Mm-hmm. I want to know how you feel as someone who has spent their adult life doing sports betting. What is this, like, being here for this and the legalization of sports betting in the state mean to you?
It hasn't set in yet. I've been covering this for so long. I was there in the last week of May, first week of Springfield, because it carried over the spring session through the weekend as they were trying to get everything through. And even though that was 9 months ago, and this has been a long time coming, this is now the 15th state to have legalized sports bets in the country, it still hasn't set in. I don't know yet, man. This is weird looking around, and I'm seeing the five betting windows across from us, and people are lined up. During the break, I can't wait to go around the corner to see how people are using kiosks, as I'm sure they have a lot of workers here at BetRivers, try to help them out and to figure everything else out. I've seen it happen around the country, and I've complained about it. And now that it's legal, because of the waiting game, and now that it's legal, you know, I'm still hearing from a lot of people complain about it. But I think some of your worries will dissipate once we get some competition into the market as well. Like people that are bettors are like, hey, you know, people don't even know they're going to rob them here or there. Competition's going to be a great thing in this market, and it's already on the way. I said there's another book opening next Monday, and then I would guess the third book would be Grand Victorian Elgin, since they've had a temporary license for nearly a month now, just as long as Rivers has had it. So this is going to happen quickly.
When it comes to you trying to figure out what you need from a sports book, what is essential to you for a sports book that you're going to spend not just your money in, but your time in?
Yeah, that I would go there, in-person registration, then eventually, hopefully a couple months from now, then it's on my phone, a book that I would use. I don't want to lose people, so just stop me if I'm losing you. I don't want people to feel like they got a raw end of a deal, okay? So your standard bet would be 20-cent lines. What does that mean? Bears, Packers coming up this week, and the Bears are favored by 3. What it should say next to those numbers, and a lot of your newbies are not going to look at this stuff, or they won't even care because they just want to bet in that moment. You'll see the numbers next to the -3 and the +3. Now, your standard bet would be -110 on both sides. That's normal. Bet 11, win 10. The 10 cents on each side is called the VIG. That's how the books make their money. That's why it's so hard to make a living or be any type of a pro bettor, because you're up against it to start with. You're betting 11 to win 10. What you'll see at some offshores, and what we've seen around the country at some domestic sports books, is you'll see higher numbers than that. So watch out. Watch out for that, so you are not one of those taken advantage of. You might see -115 on both sides. So now it's 30 cents. So that's what you have to do, the quick addition. Okay, is it 20 cents, what they call the straddle? That's what you want to look for, because if you see -120 on one side, then it should be even money on the other side. And some of these books throughout the country have higher numbers than that. So I wouldn't mess around with books like that.
Okay. But I mean, just from a from an ergonomic standpoint, what do you want in your sports book? As you sit down and say, I'm going to watch the tournament here, what do you need for it to be a good event?
Well, first thing, yeah. The two biggest sporting events of the year for bettors, Super Bowl, March Madness, and it's not even close. You might interchange those. March Madness coming up next week, those 4 days, those might be the Super Bowl of betting for most people. It's a great time of year, too, because we also have opening day around the corner and the Masters coming up, so this is a perfect time to open a sports book. I want to be able to see every game that I'm betting on. So I wonder how they're going to set it up on a football Sunday when we are in Chicago. A lot of people are Bears fans that are coming to Rivers. How are they going to set up? How many TVs will the Bears games be on when there's 10 other NFL games going on at that time? So I want to sit down and be able to watch everything, and then, of course, be able to bet on the stuff. And once things are really underway, once you register in person, I think those windows that you see a long line developing over there,
yeah,
that's going to be a ghost town. Those windows will over the years go from 5 to 4 to maybe 1, and it's all on our phone, and it's all at the kiosk around the corner.
Okay, so there are 13 televisions in this room as it's – I mean, they just opened.
Yeah.
And it actually just brought another one in. There's 13 televisions in the room.
Just rolled one TV.
It's literally rolled right by us. So the 13 TVs in here – to give you kind of an idea of what we're looking at, we're straight across from the window, and there's one, two, three, four, five. I sound like Mike Francesa. There are five stations where people can place their bets at the window. And then, as Joe said, with 30 betting kiosks on the outside of here.
A long line, yeah.
And there's already a long line of people trying to get their bets in. You brought up something that interests me. And we're going to make Joe available for you at 312-644-6767 if you have a question about any of this stuff. You brought up the Bears. Now, when we talked on Friday, was it Thursday?
Thursday.
When we talked on Thursday, you were saying how the books in Michigan and Indiana, mm-hmm. they've gotten well off of Bears betting. If you go to Las Vegas and you talk to people that work in sports betting in Las Vegas, they'll tell you Bears fans come in and they spend money on the Bears every season. It doesn't matter what they heard Lawrence say on the score. They're always pounding what the Bears are doing. With that in mind, what's your advice for someone who's so geeked up about the marriage of their Bears fandom and there being a sports betting book open at Rivers Casino?
If you want to bet on the Bears every week, understand going in, you're getting the worst of the number if you're going to bet in one of these books. It doesn't mean that, hey, the line should be 3 and it's going to be, say, the Bears favored by 5. It doesn't mean that. It's just probably going to be shaded a half a point. Like, I talked to some people that work at Caesars. Caesars has a book right over the border in Indiana. And I was like, man, how do you guys adjust for this? Do you go crazy? He's like, we can't go crazy. We can't go adjust it too much, but we'll shade it by a half point. And it's not only the weekly games. It's the win total they're going to bet over. It's the NFC North, NFC, Super Bowl futures. They're going to bet on the Bears all the time. They're going to bet the Cubs over the win total, Cubs to win the World Series, Bulls over the win total. I mean, we laugh at it now, but remember how optimistic Bulls fans were coming into the season. Okay, we're going to at least make the playoffs. Blackhawks, same deal every single year. And you talk to any bookmaker, and I've had an opportunity to do this on You Better You Bet, and they love to talk to me when I bring up the Chicago teams because they just laugh for a while. Like, Joe, all my respect to Chicago sports fans because they have so much faith in their team every single year, and it doesn't matter. So they'll juice those lines. Say we're talking about just win totals. They'll juice the over, meaning you're going to pay extra to make that bet because they know all the money is coming in from the Chicago fans flying out to Nevada, and now you don't have to do that anymore.
Like we were saying during transition, I really do believe that one of the cool things about this is, let's say that you wanted to have a guy's weekend. Let's say that you wanted to have a bridal shower. You don't have to do the Vegas thing. You could kick it in Rosemont or kick it downtown. Mm-hmm. And if you wanted to make the betting aspect a part of it, you now have this available. Like, you don't have to, the logistical nightmare that is sometimes getting your friends to and from Vegas are cleared up with some of this. And I like that. And I wonder how often we're going to see some of that play a role in people visiting the casinos that are going to have it. I heard you talking a little bit this morning with Mully and Hall, and I'd love for you to explain this for the listener who listens to my show. The Illini are going to make the NCAA tournament. Mm-hmm. DePaul women are going to make the women's tournament. Northwestern is going to make the women's tournament. Bradley is already in the NCAA tournament. Can those schools be bet on in the Illinois sports betting books?
Any sporting event involving an Illinois collegiate team, 13 universities in our state, are banned. You will not find them on the board. Next Illinois game, Northwestern, any of them, you're not going to be able to bet on them in the state. And this goes back to when they were trying to get the bill passed. Now, if the legislators could go back in time, they probably would not have included this because they had no idea that sports betting was going to pass in this state to the degree that it did. It passed with flying colors through the House and through the Senate. The reason that this law is in place is because the athletic directors were adamant about it. They said, we don't want sports betting in Illinois. please do not do this. We don't want any of our athletes. It's already tough enough. We don't want them in a tougher spot. Please don't include this. Even though, I mean, if you're betting, you're betting already. You got a guy, or you're going offshore, or you're going to Nevada. But it's already here. But so they included this to please the athletic directors. Okay, we're going to go forward with this, but we're going to ban betting on sporting events with Illinois teams. You can bet on college sports, just not in our state, if there's an Illinois team playing.
So it's just the college. So the Bears fans, the Hawks fans, White Sox fans, they can bet on their team. And Eddie O bet on the White Sox to win the World Series, win the pennant, win the American League. But the college teams are off the books.
Correct. You know, Illinois football, Northwestern, every team in the state. When Bradley plays in the tournament, you won't be able to bet on that game here.
Okay. One more thing, and again, if you want to ask Joe a question, 312-644-6767. I'm going to turn the next segment over to you because you might have better questions than I do on this subject. The online aspect of this, Joe, why is this not active right now since all of the sports books themselves are starting to open up? Why is the online component not connected to it?
All right, let's clear something up, because this is 90% of the questions about the online betting. First off, the casinos, the tracks, the sports facilities, meaning maybe Wrigley United Center, once they have sports betting, there's going to be in-person registration. Does that mean that Rivers is going to have a website? They have a website, but you can't bet on it until you register in person. Can't bet it from your computer. Can't bet it on from your phone until you do the in-person registration. It's one time. So then you could bet on sporting events once this goes live. It's not live yet. Then you can bet on sporting events from your couch when you're traveling, doing some weekend stuff, running around. You pull up your phone and you can place your bets. So there will be an online, there will be a mobile component to it. We just don't have it yet. This is normal. It's not just Illinois, good old Illinois, or Illinois politicians messing something up. This has happened. New Jersey, when they opened last year, they had the first date after PASPA was repealed. Once they opened, there was a 2-month waiting period before they were able to go mobile. Indiana, they opened in September. They didn't go mobile until October. Now, what the really long wait for is the online only. DraftKings, FanDuel, the ones that don't have a brick-and-mortar shop, not in a casino, and not at a racetrack, they dominate the market. Jersey, they control 80% of the market. So the casino,
this was kind of to level the playing field?
Absolutely. So the casino owners, the horse track owners were like, hey, man, you've got to give us a chance to fight against these guys. This was the argument that they made to the state, and they won out. They won out. So they gave them an 18-month period before the online-only sites can come in. There's going to be 3 licenses given out to the online-only places. You would assume that one would be DraftKings, another FanDuel, and then TBA for the other one. So the 2021 football season is when the online-only sites will start, when they'll come into here. So these casinos and tracks that have sports betting, you're going to have 18 months to acquire as many customers as possible.
Okay, that's a good explanation of what's going on. All right, Joe is the host of You Better, You Bet. You can hear him on the radio.com app. He does a great job. We're broadcasting live from Rivers Casino. It's been fun already to see people enjoying themselves and getting their bets in on whatever it is that they're betting. We're in the sports book. We're doing the show from the sports book. And since Joe is here, I want you to ask him some questions. If you've got them, he can answer them. I probably can't. 312-644-6767 is the number. Since the expert is here, I'm going to make him available to you. This segment is being brought to you by the Home Loan Expert. So we will take your phone calls. If you want to text in a question, you can do that as well. 670-11 is how you can reach the text zone. Give us a call. Give us a text. Joe's here to answer your questions. We'll do some other stuff. We're supposed to talk with Illini head coach Brad Underwood today. I can't wait for that. That's at 1 o'clock. I'm Lawrence Holmes. We're at Rivers Casino. You're listening to The Score. We are broadcasting live from Rivers Casino. The Bet River Sportsbook will provide an experience that rivals a live stadium on game day, and we are seeing that take place right now as we sit here and we're watching some spring training baseball go on. We're watching some rugby seven, I think it is, on the screen. So all that stuff is available. People are having lunch. They're having a drink. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Joe Ostrowski is here with me to help out with some of these issues that have to do with sports betting. I wanted to make him available to you. I threw it out on Twitter. You can follow me at Lawrence W. Holmes. You can follow Joe at JoeO670. And you can text in at 670-11 if you have a question. Some people are doing it the old-fashioned way, which is totally fine, too. Calling in at 312-644-6767. Joe, you took a walk around while we were during the break. What did you see?
Yeah, I wanted to check out the kiosk area. There's actually two walls of kiosks. There's so many lined up that they had to do a bit of a separation, and there's TVs above the kiosks as well. I'd say about half of them are in use already. And, there's still a long line there at the betting windows. That's going to be interesting to me because there are a lot of people here making sports bets never done this before in their lives. So there's going to be a little bit more of explanation or looking for help. But at the kiosk, there are some Bet Rivers employees out there, but I didn't see too many people asking for help. They were able to figure things out, it looked like.
Well, that's one of the questions that actually came in here to the text line at 670-11. Joe, what advice do you have for first-time bettors? What should I avoid?
I threw out the crazy lines. You don't want to be up against it to start. That's what I would try to avoid. When you listen to the score and you hear everybody at the station is on one side, it's not that easy. Let me just say that. I'm not saying to go the other way. Just when you turn on ESPN and the score, all the pundits are saying the exact same thing. Trust me, it is not that easy. Doesn't mean it's a loser, but I would probably stay away from that one.
Okay, not a problem. Let's go out to Algonquin and talk with Mike. Hey, Mike, you're on the score. What's your question for Joe?
What's up, guys? Hey, I haven't been following this stuff, but are there any provisions in this new sports gambling bill for online poker? And if there's not, I mean, it seems like this would pave the way. Do you expect online poker legalization to be on the horizon?
I've asked some of the lawmakers about this because you are not alone, Mike. There are a lot of people who have been saying, well, what about online poker once they got rid of that? When is that on the way? It seems like it's on the back burner, that it's all about sports betting right now. But down the line, yeah, I think you're right. Online poker might return, but I haven't heard any question about it. When I've asked people, they've said that it just has not been discussed at this point.
Connor brought this up during transition. He was talking about how there's probably going to be new people that are going to walk in and bet, and there are probably going to be people that are new to marijuana that are going to try marijuana for the first time. This is a different way to ask the question that you had before. I'm a beginning bettor, Joe. What's the best way for me to start? So what's a smart way for someone that wants to place a bet, wants, likes a little taste of the action, for them to go about placing a bet?
Don't be embarrassed about betting $10. Some of my sports betting friends that cover the industry, we have conversations about this all the time. Like, look, if you think you're going to come in and this is going to be an extra income for you, you are sorely mistaken. And I am a little worried that there are going to be people with that mentality. Oh, this is a can't-lose play. There's no doubt about it. This guy's on a run, and he's tweeting out this pick or that picks. And it's funny, in the sports betting Twitter world, you'll see guys go on a bit of a heater. Like, Eli's really good in college basketball. This college basketball season, he's added like 10,000 followers because he's been that strong.
Wow.
And you become the hot guy, and then word gets out quickly, and you start tweeting out picks. So I would just say, start small. That's it. If are you going to be mad? Oh, I bet too little. That's okay. What I was getting at is something I talk to people in the industry a little bit. With sports betting, you pay a tuition at some point. It takes time before you even realize what you're doing. To understand what your strength as a bettor. I think my strength is on futures bets, long-term plays. I've hit some pretty big plays. I'd say over the last few years, like the Nationals.
You had Lamar Jackson, right, as the MVP.
Lamar Jackson, MVP, Nationals to win the World Series. A couple of years ago, I had the Eagles to win the Super Bowl at 40-1 before they came onto the scene. I think that's my expertise. Some people excel at wagering during the game. They're able to spot value. The big swings we see in basketball games, NBA and college, and then you jump in when there's value on the other side. Some people just, the pre-game betting, just, it takes time. It takes time, and there's no bet that's too small because you're going to go through your period. And I don't care who you are, if you start hitting at a clip of 80%, you go on some crazy run, we're humans. People are going to step their game up. Oh, look at me. I figured the book out. No, you haven't. You have it. And maybe you're going to go through this too. Everybody goes through this, just to learn, kind of make your own rules.
So what would you say, how would you want someone to be introduced into, let's take football. Let's go with football because football is king. People are in on football.
Football's king, and it's the hardest sport to win.
It is. It's a really difficult thing. So how would you, what tutorial would you ask someone to go through to learn what the numbers mean, what they should bet, how much they should bet on a particular prop? How would you say they should go about doing it?
The first bit of advice I'd give with football is there are key numbers that you want to pay attention to. And even if you're getting 80 to 90% of the bets, sometimes you don't see the line move at all because it's sitting at that key number, and the bookmaker knows that if we move this at all the big money guys, all the sharp money is going to come in on the other side. So with football, you'll see lines stuck at 3-7, and it doesn't matter if the world is on one side. They are not moving that number. So pay attention to that. You'll learn about this as we go ahead. Some people say that in the NBA, a key number is 5. That's where you'll see a lot of point spreads kind of hovering around in that 4.5, 5.5 point range, and it would take a lot of money to move it, but even more so with football, with 3 and the 7. So if you like an underdog, a lot of people won't do it at 6. They're holding out that they can actually get that 7, get that touchdown difference, because that can make or break your week. Winning bettors are trying to get 52.5% right. That's how hard this is. The best in the world do not hit 60% over the course of a season. If you do, you might do it once in your life. So if you're going to laugh at Danny Parkins because he had a 1-4 day, understand that this is very, very difficult to do, and everybody loses, but you don't hear people talk about their losses as much. That's the big difference.
Well, that's the scary thing. And I'm sure that there's a listener now that has heard in the past and may hear in the future, mm-hmm. a guy on the score talking about how they hit 75% of their bets, or they've hit 80% of their NFL bets. Why do guys that the industry refers to as touts, why are those guys dangerous?
Because they're lying to you. New bettors, they hear that. Wow, I'll just follow his picks. I hate good. Thankfully, we don't hear as much, right? When we were younger, we would wake up on a Saturday or Sunday, we'd see Chet Kopick on TV with another guy yelling about bets. That's kind of gone away. We don't see that on television much, right? Wayne Allen Root, is he screaming at you on the weekend?
Well, he's screaming at you for other reasons.
Oh, that's
now.
True.
He's doing all sorts of stuff now.
Right. No, it's bad because they're not telling the truth. Transparency is pretty big. If you're going to be out there and brag about your record, then you better give every pick if you want to go down that road.
Show those busted tickets too.
Yeah, you have to. You have to. But look, the reason they do it is because they make a lot of money doing it. I don't know if you saw that documentary last year on Showtime. They were following different sports bettors around leading up to the Patriots-Rams Super Bowl. One of those guys is a complete scam artist. And I think the doc sort of exposed him, but that guy's still making a lot of money, a lot. He's now hanging around with Holly Saunders in his Instagram videos. So they're spending a lot of that money. It still works, unfortunately. So I try to to make it clear to people, not to pay attention to those people. We were talking earlier, Lawrence, about how hard it is already when you're betting 11 to win 10 to finish with some sort of a profit. You're still betting 11 to win 10, and now you're paying for picks, too. You're guaranteed to lose.
How do you handle how much you're going to gamble? Because I think that the budget aspect of it is something that if you're just starting out in betting, or even if you're not, like, that's a big deal. The idea of I'm going to spend $500 or I'm going to bet 10 units this week and that's it. How do you learn that type of discipline?
Yeah, it can be dangerous, and I don't want to come off as preachy because, believe me, I've made my own share of mistakes. I've paid my tuition on this, and overconfidence is a very scary thing. But I would say going into a season, you set your mark for the season. And once you hit that mark, don't do it again. Don't do it again, because we talk ourselves into it. Like, we all think, everybody listening out there too, we all think we know so much more about sports than all of our buddies and that we can beat the line. Oh, that line is so easy. Just don't do it. Again, I think it goes back to starting slow if you're brand new to this.
A texter wants to know, what do you mean specifically when you mention finding value in a bet?
Okay. Oh, I think we were talking about live betting. And let's say the Bulls start out as 5-point underdogs in a game. And if they go down early, if you're at a place that offers live wagering, if they go down early, if you look at the live wagering number, like, okay, now I'm getting the Bulls plus 10. But before the game, it was plus 5. And you think that they're actually going to hang around in a game? They're, now you have more value. I'm comparing it to the line from before tip-off. Like, okay, now I could take the Bulls plus 10 because just a matter of minutes ago they were plus 5, just as one example.
All right, cool. We need to take a timeout. Oh, not before I tell you this, though. The bottom of the hour, it's being brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Fan 4-Pack is a fantastic way to enjoy Chicago Wolves hockey. It's a 4-pack of tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 sodas, and 1 large popcorn, and 1 low price. To get yours, visit ChicagoWolves.com. I'm going to put Joe to work on some things later on in the show.
Are you making a bet today?
No, I mean, they gave me this thing, so I can't, like, make a bet.
Oh, I got that, too.
Yeah, wait. We can't bet. We have to give this back before we bet.
They didn't tell me that.
Yeah, yeah. Like, if you have this thing.
So now I've got to go back, give the badge, and then I can bet.
Then you can bet. So you can't bet until after 2 o'clock.
If it's in my pocket.
It is in your pocket. I might. I was thinking about maybe an MVP bet.
I've got them all written out. And I know what you're thinking of. We might be thinking the same thing.
All right. Well, then we're going to find that out. I asked Joe to do a little bit of research on a couple of close-to-home scenarios that you might want to bet on. And I'm looking forward to hearing his thoughts on that. And we'll talk some NFL, too. We'll have some guests that will come on to tell you about this beautiful place that they've opened up here, the sports betting book, the book here at Rivers Casino. Lawrence Holmes, Joe Ostrowski here with you until 2 o'clock. You're listening to The Score. Illini head coach Brad Underwood to join us at 1 o'clock. Lawrence Holmes and Joe Ostrowski here at Rivers Casino in the new Brandley. You could smell the new sports book smell in here at Rivers Casino. So we wanted to bring on the supervisor of the sports book, Ross Sansone, a.k.a. Rivers Ross, now joining us here on the show. First of all, I appreciate that you're a longtime Score listener, or else we would not have put you on the air.
Thank you.
Secondly, walk us through what this means for the casino, for the industry, for the city, and for the state.
For us, for the casino, I mean, it's huge. To have a new gaming property that we can have and guests can enjoy. For Chicago, I think it's a huge market for sports gamblers, and we're going to try to be the best possible that we can be out here.
Ross, I'm sure people walking into Rivers that are looking for the sports book, there's a little confusion. So what's the process that they have to go through? Now, correct me if I'm wrong, you can't do the in-person registration yet, or are you registering people?
No, actually, we can now. So if you're going to come in and you wanted to do that online gaming, it is going to take a little bit longer for the sports betting to be online, but you're just going to come over to Rush Rewards. It's right by the sports book. You're going to get the information there, and you can start the pre-registration for the online part.
Okay, how do you – say you walk up to one of those kiosks. Is it taking cash? What's happening?
Yeah, so the kiosks are all cash. Everything is all cash. We're not taking – even over the counter, we're not taking chips, checks, anything like that. Everything will be cash.
Okay.
So when you guys designed this place, what did you want it to be for the sports bettor?
Me, I wanted it to feel like you are in Las Vegas. I wanted it to feel like you can feel comfortable sitting here watching the games, having a great time. That's why I always say it's not too big, it's not too small. It's that perfect size where you have the comfy seats, you have your bar tops, you have your tables. It's just a great place, I think, to come watch the games, and now in Illinois we can bet on.
How much time did you guys put into the design of it?
A long time. The bosses put a lot of thought into every design. They took ideas from the different properties that we had in Philly and Pittsburgh and New York. We came up with our unique space, but it did take quite a few months to get everything ready.
Ross, I'm sure 98% of the questions you're getting right now, when's the app going to be ready? When can I bet online? When can I bet from my couch? I look at some of the other states that are legal now. Illinois, the 15th in the country. Jersey, the one that everybody points to, but there was also a delay there. If you're upset about the little waiting period, there was a couple months there. Indiana, when they went live last September, there was a little bit of a delay. How long will we have to... how long would you expect? Are we looking in... Can we say 1 to 2 months would be fair?
I wish I could give an exact date, but we are still working with the Illinois Gaming Board to get everything processed through. I would like to say a couple months from now, but we'll get more information out to the public soon enough, but it should be coming soon.
What concerns, if any, do you have?
Just to make sure the guests know what they're doing. I want them to feel comfortable when they're coming in. How to make that bet, how to feel comfortable with the bet. That's why we trained a great staff on all the terms and on to help everybody. We have that special position, that sportsbook ambassador that's going to be outside in the lines, helping people guide through the lines, guide through, you know, if I want to take the point spread or the money line. So we have a great staff to help the consumer out.
What went into deciding that you wanted to have that? Because I think that's a really good resource because we're getting a ton of questions via our text line from people who've never placed a bet.
Sure.
That are now thinking about placing it. So what went into the idea of having a sports betting ambassador?
I believe the idea did come from our property in Pittsburgh. They started it out, but like you just said, I think it's great. I mean, just to help, just so people can feel comfortable. You know, I don't want anybody coming in saying, you know, we didn't know how to bet or this or that. I just want you to feel comfortable. We'll guide you through the way, and hopefully you have some fun and make some money.
Ross, maybe you could help me with this. And you mentioned Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. This has been great, even though there is a lot of criticism there because the taxes are so high, much higher than the ones here in Illinois. I know Camby runs the book. Do you have any control on how the odds are set, how the juice is set here?
No. Everything is going to be done through our independent line maker, Camby. So it's standard in the industry. So we don't have any lines like I let up questions, you know, oh, it's going to be 120, 130 because we're in Illinois. No, your standard for your point spread, your minus 110s, that will vary with, you know, bets coming in at either side. But no, it's standard 110. And then, you know, when you do your money line bets, it could be, you know, minus 150, minus 120. But that's just on determining the favorite or not.
All right. So, Ross, we thank you for coming in here. What are you guys expecting for next week? Because I feel like next week with the NCAA tournament starting, this place could be crazy.
Yes, it will be, but we're going to have fun. You know, that's what I stress. I want my team to have fun. I want the guests to have fun. It's gonna be a great place to watch those games. And like I said, now we can finally do the sports betting legally in Illinois. And, you know, the Bet River is going to be a place to be, especially this weekend coming up with those tournaments.
Ross Sansone, a.k.a. Rivers Ross, at Bet Rivers here, the new sports book that's opened up at Rivers Casino. Ross, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Ross.
Joe, I got a couple more questions. Like, I feel like I didn't do a good job of some of the rudimentary stuff.
Okay.
Because there are some people that are there, they just want to know, like, how some of this stuff works. So, this texter says, can you explain plus 120 or minus 150? Parenthetically, they say, I don't get it.
Yeah, no, I get these questions from time to time on social media. They're like, okay, that's cool. I don't know what any of those numbers mean. when, like Ross just mentioned, minus 150, say you're just betting on someone to win the game straight up. When you see minus 150, that means they're a favorite. And if you want to win 100, you've got to bet $150. If you see a plus sign, that means that side is the underdog. If it's plus 150, that means you would bet 100, but you would win 150. So then you would go and cash that ticket, then you're getting $250 back because you get your bet plus the win.
So there, that hopefully opens up and gives you an idea of what we're talking about. I'm trying to think. There was another one that came in here. Oh, here it is. What does units mean?
from sports betting?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
okay.
In sports betting
okay.
context.
Just making sure.
Yeah.
I got to check with you sometimes. Unit size vary.
In sports betting.
As well, yes. It will vary. So Mike Chen, a unit for him might be a $20 bet. A unit for a high roller like Lawrence Holmes would be $1,000.
No, it's not that.
No, I know.
100, though.
Just it's figuring out what a normal bet size for you is. So when you hear someone say, oh, I love this game, I'm putting two units on it, that means they're doubling their normal bet. That's how strong they feel about the game. Once you, I know some people get crazy with individual sporting events, and they'll bet 3, 4, 5 units. I'd say slow down. Slow your roll right there.
Your advice all day has been be cool and slow down. I actually think that's a really good piece of advice that you're giving to the people.
So many sporting events every single day outside of the All-Star break in baseball. Like, that's the only time there's nothing going on. There's always something great later tonight or tomorrow.
Yeah, you can make it up for sure. We need to take a break. The head coach of the Fighting Illini, Brad Underwood, is going to join us. Let's talk about his team and how great they've done this season. We'll do that next here on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.